This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, Terry Tenseth introduces you to Ruben. Ruben formed out of the pure joy of creating music and harmony, with influences ranging from rock and roll to soul and blues, to the encompassing sonic force of the Wall of Sound. The music follows no set course and often takes the shape of whatever it pleases. We now take you to Terry Tenseth and her interview with Ruben.
Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed. I'm down at Ed's No Name Bar, and Ruben just got done playing a highly energetic, entertaining, and great-sounding set. And what we're going to do is have everybody go around and introduce themselves so you can get used to their voices.
All right. My name is Dan Schiltz. I play guitar and bass, and I also sing lead vocals.
My name is Sam Ziemer. I play ukulele, bass ukulele, and sing backup vocals to Dan.
I'm Katie Larson. I sing, I play tambourine, and I like to dance.
My name is Max Ziemer. I play music with those guys, and I sing music as well with those guys sometimes.
And lady.
Well, guys is general, and lady. Guys and gal.
Hey, you're the drummer. You play the he plays the drums as well. Let that be on the
record. Now, I noticed two people were wearing red pants tonight.
Yes.
And you were wearing a red shirt, yes.
Dan and I always wear the same color pants. That's just something we do. Right, Dan? Right?
Not even on purpose. Not even on purpose most of the time.
And you had a Warrior Dash shirt on.
I did. I've done it a couple times. And I wore it because it looks like Sam and I.
And because the guy on the shirt looks like Sam. Packed it for you.
and Katie packed it for me.
Now, are you two married, I assume?
We're getting married here in May 31st.
Yep, so. We're engaged. We're getting married super soon.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited.
How did everybody form together? Because usually musicians know musicians. You're like, hey, you play this. Why don't we try it out?
Well, I started as an egg and a sperm. I divided myself exponentially till I became a fetus. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I became a zygote. Then, eventually I made my way to the bipedal human being. And then about 16 years past the zygote phase, I picked up my brother's guitar and butchered Good Riddance by Green Day. Something horrible. And simultaneously, Dan was butchering Damn It by Blink-182. Even worse. And then Mac was playing drums on his knees, and he said, hey, guys, listen to this. And he played Wipeout at half speed, and he thought it was really impressive.
Wait a minute. Here's the real story. The real story is even interesting. We started out, we met when we were 9 years old. Mac was 7, Sam was 9, and I was 9. And they were walking by my house, and I go, hey, guys, you want to hang out? Just random kids, I said this to. And they're like, yeah. And we made a band, and we made guitar noises with our mouths. And he played on those Halloween buckets you would get from McDonald's. Mac did.
I had a pumpkin, a ghost.
I had that. I remember that.
That's how we made our band. And then few years passed, we got real instruments when we were in our teens, and we became Ruben. It's just kind of natural, I think.
Katie was a singer in a band.
A different band.
A great band, and she was a great singer. And we played a show together and then decided that we should play more shows together because our tastes were similar and we liked each other as people. And so we started playing together a lot. Their band broke up. Katie joined our band after that, and now that's why she's in.
The fact that we got Katie was such a, like, it's like, you know, it's like winning the gold watch in those claw games.
And it's real.
That's how we all felt about it, you know.
Wild card.
They started dating, and we're like, we're like, Katie, you want to, you know, play with us? And she's like, yeah. And it was like, oh my God, she's such a great singer.
And no fear that they were dating and things.
No fear, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because sometimes there's that, you know.
There is, but I think we felt, we already knew, like, we became friends first. And it was just kind of one of those things, like, we were feeling it out. And they were kind of saying, well, yeah, you can come and play with us, like, anytime. Like, just hang in, you know, on our band practices, whatever. And I'm like, I stayed way back. And then finally it was like, come on. They coerced me, and I said, well, okay. Because we all, like,
okay, yeah. Yes.
It's just a fun, yeah, like, we all have a great chemistry, and, you know, we all are on the same page, and, yeah, I mean, we're getting married, so there's no, like, what, you know, there's no reservations. I've always loved their music, and they always, like, respected mine, and so it was like, boom, we're together. We're a band.
What would you describe your music as?
We always use a very generalized term, rock and roll. Our first album, I would say, we coined Northern Rock, maybe, as a term. But other than that, it's rock and roll, really. We kind of do whatever we want to. We don't... I know that sounds really cliche, but we don't have any formula to the music we make. We don't say, we're going to be this kind of band, and we're going to stick to that. We just... we go where we go, you know. We go where we want.
You're listening to The Live Feed. We now take you back to Terry Tenseth and her interview with Ruben.
So each of you probably knows everybody's idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
Point out somebody's idiosyncrasies in the band.
Oh, man. I'm going to say
one person.
I know. Yeah, I know. You know I'm going to say you because I watch you. All right. This is the easiest one. I'm going to point it out. Sam is always tardy. It's the trademark of the band. He is always tardy. We're always waiting for Sam. We're used to it. It's fine.
I'd like to go on record, Terry, as reporting that I was the first one there today. I would like to also point out that Dan is, he has this thing where he doesn't listen for about 30 seconds. So if you tell him something, he'll immediately either say what you just said, or he'll ask a question pertaining to the fact that you just delivered to him in verbal form about 30 seconds before that.
I hear it subconsciously, but I don't like respond right away. I'll say the same thing that you said, thinking I said it, like I made it up. I don't know why I do that. It's weird.
Go out for a walk, well, I'll go running high. walking by an apartment. I was feeling it. You came walking by, fluttering your eyes to looking all alone. If I didn't know better, I could swear you were giving me that. When you went to blow me a kiss, it landed on another guy. Well, I guess I have to live my life 10 feet outside. When you go out for a walk, I'll go. It was Sunday afternoon. I was in a real good mood. When the air was filled with the warmth of the sun and the rich barbecue. Walking by your front porch, I was feeling a little bold. Where I went to climb your front stairs and something was nice.
You're listening to The Live Feed. We now take you back to Terry Tenseth and her interview with Ruben.
So who writes in the group? Who spearheads it, or is it pretty much a collaborative effort?
You take that.
There's no dictatorship, but as it happens, I write a lot of the really good songs. Dan and I write the majority of the songs. Mac and Katie are obviously always welcome to write them, and Max, we've recorded a couple of Macs. Katie has
with her old band, Shira.
Yeah, she's.
If I could say, I guess, you know, Mac is full of lots of ideas, and we've tried. I'm very shy. As much as I would love to write songs, I'm super shy, and I haven't been with these guys for super long. But I do hope that the longer we're together, you know, first Mac and I can kind of come up with stuff. Because Mac is, he's talented in so many ways, and he's writing music and trying to get me to get in there. So, yeah.
Thank you.
my eye on the first one. Now take these rest, don't say for where we're there on another rainy day. Take these rest, throw them safe for where they're on another rainy day. Take these rest, throw them safe for where they're on another rainy day. Take these rest, throw them safe for where they're on another rainy day. Well, I'm a ticker, 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 ticking off, but she's ticker, 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 ticking off. And we're ticka, 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 ticking off. And sometimes I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Ha! She'll take on high. Sometimes I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Well, I think that I'm bigger than the sound. The fire kept my eye from the second one, kept my eye on the first one. Now take these rains, don't safe away where they're on another rainy day. Take these rains, don't safe away where they're on another rainy day. Take these rains, don't safe away where they're on.
You're listening to The Live Feed. We now take you back to Terry Tenseth and her interview with Ruben.
The best moment, it's a continuation. It's when we're playing a song and we're just making it, and all of a sudden it comes together and we hear it and we hear how great it is. And we all look at each other and we smile and we're like, this is awesome, and like we're really enjoying this. That's the best moment, and that's a continual moment.
River.
The government didn't mind our pain. They all said this ain't your domain. But I can see those clouds of rain come to wash away of grain, and I walk by the water where the wild fern grows, and I'll sleep by the river where the old tram stole, and I walk by the water where the
thank you for listening to The Live Feed. More information on today's guest can be found online at RubenTheBand.com. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed right here on KQAL 89.5.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at KQAL.org.